This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. A lot of people are struggling to process the events of the last couple weeks, the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the response to it in cities across the nation, including Seattle. For African Americans, these events carry particular weight. We're going to hear now from Dr. Sheila Edwards-Lang, the president of Seattle Central College, who late last week wrote on Twitter about being at a loss for what to say to her campus community. And that's where we begin our conversation.
Over the past 5 years, as I've been president, and we've had a lot of African-American Blacks killed, civil unrest, things happening in the country. As college president, I've been called upon to, you know, speak to those things on the campus. And it was real clear last week as I was struggling myself with what was happening in Minnesota that I needed to say something to the campus. And I sat at my computer and I sat at my computer. The heaviness in my heart just couldn't find words. So I wrote, I'm sitting at my computer tonight trying to draft a statement for campus about the unrelenting assault on Black people in this country. And I just can't. I'm too tired, angry, and sad to be coherent about racism in America.
You eventually did find the words and you put out a statement on Friday. You talked about how anger has been discounted, your anger, the anger of other Black people, that more often than not, in fact, most of the time, people dismiss that anger or discount it. And you said anger has a lot of information in it.
Well, and I went on, I did say it also forces us to think about our values, and because what you do with that anger and how you act on that anger or how you allow that anger to shape who you are really does come down to your values. And so for me, being angry is just the first step. It's what do you do with that anger, and how do you leverage that energy to do something different in the world?
One of the things we heard and saw this weekend was a lot of fury toward the police, a lot of distrust. Mm-hmm. If you were in a room with Seattle's police chief, Carmen Best, and maybe you've been in this room, what would you tell her?
Well, one of the things that we are really fortunate in Seattle to have Chief Best, because she knows this community, she's from this community, and she listens. And I think she knows that there are a lot of issues around trust of police, and she has really worked hard her entire career, not just as chief, to improve relationships between communities of color and police. And she is a firm believer in community policing, that if the community knows the police and sees them in service to the community, and that those are the kinds of things that begin to build trust. And, you know, I have lots of relationships with police officers that I know and trust with my life. But those police officers that I don't know, I tell you, even I am afraid of being pulled over and what might happen.
Do you mind if I ask how you're caring for yourself? What kinds of things you're telling yourself to get you out of bed and moving through the world every day?
It's funny you would say that, because this morning I actually laid in bed and just not feeling like getting up and facing what I knew was going to be before me today. And I'm an optimist by nature, and I have to believe that even in the depth of this despair, that there is something better ahead for me and my community. And, you know, I used to say that I have a rod of steel in my backbone that has been forged by all of the African-American leaders, my grandmothers, my ancestors who came before me, who frankly dealt with worse conditions than we have today. My grandfather was a sharecropper. My grandmother was a maid. My parents didn't finish high school, raised in rural south of Mississippi. So I have a lot of privilege right now. And so I have to use that privilege to keep moving forward, to keep things moving forward for myself and for my community, even when I'm tired.
Seattle Central College has been around since 1966. And through that time has always been a center for activism and social change. So what role does your institution play in the broader community at this moment in our history?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you would ask that. So there are a couple of things that we're doing. We started a social justice emphasis in our AA degree 2 years ago to help people get the education and skills to what I say, move beyond protest to change. So really teaching about politics and economics and history, and what are the levers for social change that we have in this system that we have. So that has been very, very popular for our students to do that. Many of them go on to transfer and do degrees in, you know, other social justice related fields. I think, you know, the teaching and learning that we do, being a gathering place for the community to have important conversations, that's why it's so frustrating for me right now that we cannot be a gathering place because we're closed. If school were in session right now, our students would be in the halls asking questions about, you know, what is going on in Minnesota, what happened this weekend. If we were together right now, our faculty would be pushing me. Our faculty would be pushing each other to say, what can we as an institution do to make a difference in what's going on right now?
I want to recognize that it is certainly not your job to tell white people how to fix this. And you've probably been asked to do that a lot, maybe to the point of exhaustion. I want to ask this in the most open-ended way possible and just say, is there anything you want to say about that?
Well, I just got off a call with a bunch of Seattle business leaders. And what I said to them was, the Black community is not going to solve this issue. We need white America to step up and to educate themselves about what is going on and why there is such rage and anger in the African-American community. And to really look at their organizations and to actively work towards making those organizations anti-racist organizations. And they have to do that work. One of my friends just said, we need more than white allies. We need white co-conspirators, people who will put their bodies on the line the way Black lives have been on the line for hundreds of years. I would just ask that folks do their part to dismantle this racism, this structural racism in our country that has allowed Black people to be killed indiscriminately, either by police or by citizen vigilantes.
Dr. Sheila Edwards-Lang, president of Seattle Central College, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Ed, for having me.